Hey, do you want to be like me and make podcasts that everyone loves? Yeah, you do. But chances are, you don't want to spend a bunch of money doing it. No worries. A solution exists. Spotify's got a platform that lets you make podcasts super easy, then distribute those podcasts everywhere, and you can even earn money doing it. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Also, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. I'm speaking from experience when I say that all those additional features like video podcasts, Q&As, polls, those are things you won't find for cheap elsewhere. But with Spotify for Podcasters, it's all totally free. No catch. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Thanks. We love you. Welcome to Pretty Scary.
Pretty Scary Boo.
Pretty Scary Boo. That was, I don't.
It does feel a little off.
I'm doing what I can.
No, I appreciate the effort.
We don't even have a guest host this week. It's just, for the next two episodes, we don't. It's just us.
I should get Caitlin to record her voice just so I can play it while I do it.
Well, we have a treasure trove of Caitlin's voice already recorded. We could just...
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Construct like a soundboard and some sentences and things.
Or you could just do the cunt dinger when I yell, pretty scary boo! Pretty scary boo! I mean, it's going to take some work. We're going
to
practice.
We'll have to get the timing down, but I think it's a good plan. How have you been since we recorded last?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I went to an island.
That's always fun.
And it was 3 p.m. and I went there to do work as I do. And
as one does at an island.
As one does in an island. And this lady was wearing a white plastic hair clip. And she got, you're never going to guess. If you had to guess, though, what would you guess?
Like for food?
Well, I don't want to know. Well, just guess.
I don't know. She got AIDS. She got AIDS in an island.
It's on the menu now, actually, under appetizers.
That does not surprise me.
No, she got bottle service.
At an island?
Yes, you can get a whole bottle of wine. Yes, and somebody came over and like unscrewed the cork and then like let her taste some, and it was like Hess Select, like it's like a $15 bottle. It was a whole thing, and of course I took a picture.
Well, yeah, you have to. Someone's getting bottle service at an island.
At an island at 3 p.m., but I did not post it right away because I was technically at work.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You could have said it was from like yesterday.
Yeah, it's just easier to wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in case.
You never know.
Just in case you're like, oh my God, that looks like the islands in Torrance. I'm right down the street from that. And then they pop in and I'm there with my own bottle service.
Oh, yeah.
Anywho.
So we're talking about, for the next two episodes, basically, mm-hmm. We are talking about amusement park disasters. On this episode, we're going to go through some of the more notorious and awful amusement park tragedies that have happened throughout the year.
And throughout different countries, too.
Yeah, around the world.
They don't just happen here.
Nope. It's another thing that Europe is just as bad at us as, including electing public officials, immigration, all the things.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're all, yeah.
I'm sure.
You'll have to trust me.
I trust you, I do.
You'll just have to trust me.
I got a CNN news blurb, as I do. I usually swipe those to the left to clear them. Because I make way for the people news blurbs I get on my phone.
Sure, but sure, sure.
One of the ones that popped up as I was literally walking in to see Adam before recording was something about all of these roller coaster accidents. And I was like, oh my gosh, this would be so interesting to cover because growing up, I always rode roller coasters.
See, like I didn't.
I loved it. I loved the thrill of it. And then at some point, and again, nothing happened to me. It's the same with flying. I don't know if it's just getting older and a sense of mortality, but all of a sudden, everything started scaring me. So I still love to ride roller coasters, but I will take a Xanax first because I feel like in case it derails, I want to feel less physically.
Yeah, you want to be as relaxed as possible when you hit the cement at 85 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah, I mean, I've always hated roller coasters. I think I've been on one in my life. They've just always... They look too rickety, and I'm like, no, that's going to fall. Like,
then you can never handle the one at State Line on your way to Vegas. If you, I know you just went to Vegas, but you flew.
Right.
There's one that's about at State Line, which is about half an hour outside of Vegas, and it is super old and rickety. And that one, I always think I'm going to die. So I take a pre-shot and then an after-reward shot just so it gives me a reason to take a shot. Really, the roller coaster is just a sandwich.
Sure, yeah.
Just the meat in that sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
My mom used to live in Africa, as most moms have. And
sure, sure.
I went to visit her, I think I was like 20, and we went to an amusement park. It was called Gold Reef City, where they used to mine for gold.
Right.
And you could take tours of the mines, but they also had, an amusement park, and they had like their version of a log ride. So I went on it, and it wasn't until I got to the top that I realized... This is just like brown river water. Like, it wasn't sanitized. It wasn't blue. Like, you kind of went into a river and around. Like, I just remember thinking, like, just keep your mouth closed and don't scream.
Yeah. Well, we don't have it on the list, but Disney used to have it was called Disney's River Adventure, I think. And it was in Orlando. Gross. Not the birthplace of Jennifer Kessie.
Everyone knows that's New Jersey.
Yeah, she was born in New Jersey. Who the fuck doesn't
obviously.
Know that?
Obviously.
Yeah. Obvs. And Disney's River Adventure, it was that same thing where it was just like, it wasn't chlorine, it wasn't pool water, it was like river water, but they had a filtration system in there. And in 1980, the filtration system failed in some way, and like a 10-year-old boy fell in the water and got a brain-eating parasite and died. So then they immediately shut it down 21 years later because of 9/11. But we didn't put that on the list, but that was also a pretty... I wanted to go... It's still there in Orlando, and at one point, you could just kind of walk up to it, and you were still breaking and entering, but you could go explore. And I went to Orlando a few years ago, and we were going to go, and we found out that they had shut down the road, so now the only way to get there was to, like, jet ski across this... alligator infested
through the Everglades,
through this alligator infested water. And then I was like, now I really want to go, because that's James Bond shit.
You just have to at that point.
But we didn't, and Disney's River Adventure remains unexplored by me.
It's interesting too, and we'll get into this, but when there should be culpability on either the architects or the manager of the amusement park,
right,
their responses to when people get hurt or maimed or death occurs.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like their excuses are very interesting.
Right.
And also, as a side note, and we're here to help. If anybody knows, Pretty Scary really is here for the people.
We're here as a public service.
You always settle out of court.
Always. We will definitely learn that going through this. Right. Holy shit.
Right.
So let's go through some horrifying statistics before we get into the specific examples. In 2016, there were 30,900 ER visits reported for accidents caused by amusement park rides. That is a lot.
It is a lot.
That is so many. Since 2010, there have been 22 fatalities caused by amusement park rides. Also kind of a lot. Not quite as bad, but...
I feel like that... I mean, in comparison to 30,000...
Yeah.
I mean, I would hate to be one of those 22, but... I mean, it's not 30,000.
Yeah, well, yeah. They got that going for them, those 22
awful?
Dead people.
Yeah, maybe should have
But that's just since
statistics.
2010. I don't know what the statistics before then are. And those are just people who actually went to the hospital and were injured and all of this was reported. These rides malfunction all the time also with nobody on them. And as the last story we'll cover proves... Sometimes they just reopen that shit anyway, even if it's malfunctioning.
Again, if you don't mind being injured and you're a thrill seeker, I say don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up on roller coasters.
Keep trying.
Keep trying, because 22 fatalities in the last 8 years, that's 2 point something a year?
Yeah, 3. Something like that. Closer to 3. Just 20. A little under 3.
Yeah, a little under
24 3, would have been something. 3 a year.
So I feel like I thought there was going to be more fatalities. However, we did have a market fun day for my corporate job a few years ago. We went to Knott's Berry Farm, and it was like a Tuesday afternoon. Kids were in school, so like nobody was there. So we just kept getting in lines and riding roller coasters. I had to call out sick the next day. I was so jarred.
Oh, really?
It felt like I had just been in like the worst car accident. I could barely move.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That could be why people go, you know, to the ER. Like, I am sure I had whiplash or something. Like, I was sore for days, but I could barely walk the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. The only ride I'll go on is the pirate ship, which is the one that just swings back and forth.
Oh, that seems relaxing.
If you sit in back, it's just like a 50-foot free fall every time it goes back. So that's kind of terrifying.
I feel like you're embellishing.
No, it is. Because the pirate ship, it's a really long thing. And when it goes back, if you're sitting way in back, you're way the fuck up there. And then it just
Are the teacup rides scary to you too?
They are. I threw up on the scrambler once.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. So
the scrambler is, though. That's a son of a bitch.
It sure is. But yeah, it at least seems like a ride that won't kill me, which it totally could, because when it goes up in the air, if that thing flies off, you're fucked.
Yeah, but a whole pirate ship flying off?
Oh, I could see it.
Really? Because a lot of these, it's like one car, I think, for the most part.
Right.
But there's a malfunction.
Yeah.
But a whole pirate ship?
Well, the pirate ship is the car.
If it did, that would be deadly.
Probably. A lot of these were deadly.
Well, 22 of them at least.
Well, that's since 2010. A lot of these incidents happened.
Fair.
A long time ago.
That's fair.
So, like this first one we're going to talk about, which is the Indiana Jones Adventure, which I believe is still open, or if it's not, it was closed very recently. But on June 25th, 2000, a 23-year-old woman from Spain exited the ride after complaining of a severe headache. She was hospitalized later that day, where it was discovered she had a fucking brain hemorrhage, bro. Brain hemorrhage.
Yeah.
She died on September 1st, 2000 of a cerebral aneurysm. Her family's subsequent wrongful death lawsuit against Disney stated that the victim died due to, quote, violent shaking and stresses imposed by the ride. Disney settled the lawsuit for an undisclosed sum after the interlocutory appeal, but before a decision was rendered on the case's merits, the victim's medical costs were estimated at more than $1.3 million. This incident happened after something like 300 other riders were reported injured in a 3-year period by this one same ride. And what's interesting is it took until 2000, but this was the amusement park accident that finally got all amusement park rides labeled as common carriers.
Yeah.
So now they have to follow the same rules as buses and trains and anything that moves a lot of people at one time. And before that, they didn't have those rules in place. And Disney really fought hard against having to deal with that rule.
Yeah. Is it in this one where, I think it was the haunted house one where their reason against why it wasn't their fault. Okay, it wasn't this one. Sorry, I'm going to get ahead of myself.
Well, this one, the reasoning is still pretty silly. When it comes to the common carrier thing, their argument was basically, well, we don't take people anywhere.
Correct.
We move them, but they end up at the same place they were in the first place. So we're not really transporting people. So why should we have to follow the same rules as buses and airplanes? And that's a crazy fucking argument.
Yeah, that is silly.
Because you still have dozens and dozens of people on your machine all at the same time, you got to take some extra steps to make sure all those people don't die at once.
I get that, like, these big corporations, you know, these amusement parks, they're worried about PR and money and business. But the fact that she got hurt on June 25th, and then a little over 2 months later, she dies, she's probably in excruciating pain with, like, headaches.
Oh, yeah.
For those months. And it's just kind of like, those are things that, like, you know, these people who are like, oh, well, you know, we're not transporting people from here to there. Like, they don't think about like the pain and suffering, but it's like, what if right. it was like your family member and like you're helping them through these headaches? And I don't know.
Yeah. It was a weak argument. And it's, I mean, it's obviously not good that that accident happened, but it is good that her family pursued it to the degree they did. I mean, it hasn't prevented any other deaths from happening. Or maybe it did. Maybe 44 people would have died between 2010 and now.
Yeah.
If not for this law. But yeah, it's crazy to me that even just the 300 injuries, Disney wouldn't step in at some point and go, let's scale this ride back.
Especially
just a little
Disney.
Bit.
Like, Disney's so worried about, I think, their reputation.
Yeah.
I think they would be hyper-vigilant against any sort of bad press getting out.
But I think this ride was also so popular that they just wanted to keep it as it was. And if people got injured, people got injured. And that is a shitty way to
do
business.
Well, it's probably the same as like an airplane. Like, I focus on, you know, the one crowd or that one plane that was flying to Malaysia and disappeared. I'm like, that would have been my plane. But how many planes fly to Malaysia all the time and get their passengers there safely that
right.
they don't talk about? So, yeah, I mean, I guess pros and cons, like this is awful. But at the same time, I guess from a business standpoint,
it's standard. It's how businesses operate.
Right. Fast food restaurants like Jack in the Box or Chipotle recently with like the salmonella or whatever. It's like, yeah, some people get sick. You might have a death. But at the same time,
what are you going to do?
Right. Then there's no lines for a while. And that's kind of nice because I'm willing to risk that as well.
Right. Yeah. I bet you the line for the Indiana Jones ride after this woman died.
That's the time to go on Indiana
Jones. That's
when
you go.
Because they're also over inspecting it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Now I wouldn't go.
Nah.
I need somebody to get hurt again.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're just keeping it honest.
Yeah.
I think that's what the people expect from us.
Right.
They expect honesty.
The honest opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
Welcome to Honest Opinion, everybody.
Honest Opinion, boo!
So let's talk about the next one. This crazy ass shit was caught on video, and we will... This is a free episode, so we will put this video up on unpops.com along with links to all of the sources for this episode. But this was the Fireball is the name of this ride, and this is a ride that apparently travels around and goes to state fairs all the time. And, well, it used to. And on July 26, 2017, at the Ohio State Fair, the Fireball fucking collapsed. Let's watch the video, shall we?
Let's do it. I feel like we should drink Fireball while watching.
Yeah, we should be.
The Fireball.
How about this creepy music in the background? Okay, come on. We don't need your fucking trigger warnings up front.
They're really building the suspense.
Yeah.
So this wasn't even a year ago. How did I miss this? I really do live in a cave.
Watch this shit.
Oh my God. I did see this. Yep, I take it back. I didn't realize this was Ohio.
Yeah, one of the cars. There's like six
you
cars.
You see body parts
you see people
flailing.
Falling out, yeah. There's six cars, and one of them just fucking flies off. Now the video's buffering, of course. But one of them just flies off into space, basically, and sends people crashing to the ground. And if this video ever starts working again, there is a lot of horrible aftermath in this video. You see people, you see bodies on the ground. You see one guy who is stuck in one of the cars. You know what? Fuck you, YouTube. Jesus Christ. Why is the internet dying right now? What is happening? All right. So I guess we will not watch the rest of that video. But you can see in the video, if you do decide to watch it, there's a girl. Basically, the two people in that accident, you see them fall right when it hits. And they fell from about 30 or 40 feet in the air and landed on their backs on the concrete.
Yeah, I mean, it showed them going up in the air before it started just cycling. But that or a plane exploding as I'm in it and it's flying are like my worst fears. There's something about free falling.
Yeah, free falling would be bad. There's another accident we'll get to that it combines two of my least preferred ways to die.
And I don't know if you have a video for the one you're about to talk about, but that one I was trying to figure out the physics of it.
We do have a video for it, and okay. because the internet, I'm going to actually restart this computer and pause for a second. Hey, welcome back to Technical Difficulties Hour, everybody.
Technical Difficulties, boo!
We tried to play a video from the accident that happened at the Ohio State Fair with the fireball, and we got about 10 seconds in. We saw the carnage.
Well, that was the clip they would play on the news. So right. I had seen that, but then there was another 2.5 minutes that I was anticipating seeing because you said it was pretty bad.
Right. But the internet has gone down in the entire city of Los Angeles, it seems. So, anyway, the Ohio fireball collapse. One person was killed, 7 others were injured. It seemed like a lot more people would have died than that, but only one person.
The way they fell, and wasn't the one person who died, he was going to like the Marines?
He's going to go to the Marines. His name was
Tyler
Jarrell. He was 18 years old, had just enlisted in the Marines. Sad. You know what else was 18 years old? That ride.
Yeah.
So it could do some fucking. All right. Am I right?
I like that you memorized your notes.
I did.
All of those were on your notes because I love reading your notes and just laughing.
Well, I still have my notes in front of me on my phone.
At an island by myself with my bottle service.
Sure. So this is a witness quote. The ride had 4 riders per cart. This piece snapped off and the riders came out of the cart. At least 2 people flew through the air at least 20 feet before landing on their backs on the concrete. Ouch. An investigation revealed that excessive corrosion on the interior of the gondola support beam dangerously reduced the beam's wall thickness over the years, as you'd expect,
right.
with corrosion and wall thickness and things.
It's like a vaginal
wall. And it is exactly like that. And somehow the ride passed several safety inspections in the months prior to the accident.
Right.
That's the scariest part of that one. It's not like they just let this machine rot without ever inspecting it. They inspected it. They just didn't find this issue, and
so people
died.
So think about traveling carnivals and the people, the carnies that they employ there.
Well, that's the thing. These aren't like, it's not like these people are going to college to run amusement park rides.
I mean, I would assume they have to have some sort of inspection or something that they have to pass. But at the same time, I remember in Peoria when carnivals would come through, I mean, the carny was a certain kind of person, a very
right.
special kind of person. I wouldn't say the most educated. I would say street savvy.
Sure.
Possibly transient.
Yeah. The carnies have a bad reputation for a reason.
Yeah.
And you got to take that into account when you're, especially if you're going to a fair.
Right.
You don't know who the fuck's working that thing or how much they care about whether you live or die on that
yeah.
ride. Or if they're high at the time, like I would be if I was a carny.
That's a great question. I bet a lot of them smoke or drink vodka, something that you can't smell.
Yeah, smoke weed every day.
Well, sometimes you have to. I mean, you're a carny.
Yeah, what do you...
So here's the other thing. Think for a moment if, and I've thought about this for when I'm in a plane and my Xanax hasn't kicked in, but I have enough wine where it's like I'm relatively settled, but I'm still like minorly scared. And I find myself looking out the window of the plane. And I'm like, what if it just split in two right now? Or what if it exploded and there was a bomb on the plane?
Yeah.
What would happen? And I go through all of like, would I die instantly? Would I feel myself falling? Would I still be strapped to the chair? Like, okay, so if you're only 20 feet in the air, you don't have a ton of time to react. To land on your back, I mean, I guess we don't know. Would I try to land on my front? Like, would I just be conscious of, like, my head?
Yeah.
Are you just thrown so quickly?
I think you're probably thrown so quickly and you just don't realize what's happening. And you're going to hit the ground pretty fast.
Hard no matter what.
And no matter what, like, even if you land on your feet, you're just going to shatter your legs. Like, there's no real good way. Like, it's
that's safer than the head or the back. Because the back is your spine.
Right, yeah.
Like, okay, I don't want to be in a wheelchair. And if I was, I would like to think that I could still have enough mobility to function a rascal.
Oh, sure.
Right.
I'm glad that's where that was going. I thought you were going to say enough mobility to kill myself. Like, if I could at least do that.
No, but if I, no, like if I survived, yeah, I'd still want to be able to operate a rascal. I just, ugh. God, that would be the worst. Because I would still be that person who would be like rolling into clubs in a rascal. Like hoping to
rolling.
Some sympathy D.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
There's a lot of dudes out there who've never had sex with a woman and a rascal.
Wanted to tell the story of how. Well, I was at this carnival where, Chillicothe, Illinois, a small town in the Midwest. I was just back home visiting some family and friends. Anyhow, yeah, I was in the zipper and one of the zips flew off and I was about 40 airs vertical, laid it on my back in the cement. And now I'm living that rascal life.
Right, right. You'd have vanity plates on your rascal, I assume?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
like blinking lights around the frame.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in neon under the, like on the undercarriage. So it looks like you're floating a little bit when
I like that.
Drive. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the shoes that light up. What about like I need some sort of horn. Like obviously I need to distinguish myself when I enter a room.
It should be a slide whistle.
Do you have anything?
No, you could do this. That would be a good entrance.
Actually, it's not a bad one. Yeah. That definitely says, get out the way, bitch, move.
Or
bitch,
you could
get
just,
out the way.
You could just bring a hawk with you into each room and let it out, but give it a little pinch on the way so it yells at you.
Have it circle the room once and then land back on my arm because that's the only part of my body I can still move.
But no, you have it land in the basket of your rascal.
okay, I'm not a nerd.
No basket on your rascal. How are you going to carry stuff?
Get the fuck out of here, Adam. You and your baskets.
That's all I know. All I know is baskets. So let's talk about this next one. This is the one that combines two of my least preferred ways to die, which are drowning and being crushed to death. This is one of the craziest ones on the list. It happened October 25th, 2016, at a place called Dream World in Gold Coast, Australia, on a ride called Thunder River Rapids.
And it does sound pleasant.
That's the thing. This is one of those family rides where it's like the kids are too scared to go on roller coasters, but we want to take them on something a little cool. Let's just take them on this water shit and it'll be fine. Like it's supposed to be like a little bumpy, but
so it's not like a log ride. I imagined it like those rafts that seat like sad eight people.
Yeah, but it's not like you're not on an actual river. You're not like floating down the Colorado River and going over cliffs and shit. It's still a pretty controlled environment.
Well, this started at the beginning, right?
Right. That's the creepiest thing about this one is it happened basically before the ride even started. Because the way it worked is when this ride started, you were all in one of those round boats that's kind of like a pontoon type thing. And there's a chain that's pulling the boats along, and it pulls them up this hill, and then at the top of the hill, it releases them, and you fly down, and your ride starts. What happened is as the boats were being pulled up, one boat in front got stuck at the top of the hill, and because the one behind it was still being pulled by a chain, it just ran into it, and because it was being pulled, it just kept going when it ran into this other boat, and it had nowhere to go. So it just kind of went vertical in the air and then flipped over. And what happened, there were two kids on board who got thrown and they were just got like minor injuries and they survived.
When did this
fortunately.
Happen?
2016.
So did they not have seatbelts? Because even in those octagon shaped rafts that I'm picturing that's like a water ride. I mean, any ride, you have to have a seatbelt.
Well, I wonder
on.
If that's why the kids survived. I wonder if they fell out of their seatbelts because they were so small.
Oh, that would make sense. And the other two got trapped.
The other two, the adults. Two of them ended up on the conveyor belt that pulls the boats, and they got, all it says is they got crushed to death. So I wonder if, like,
crushed and drowned.
Two of them drowned, two of them died. Almost immediately getting crushed to death. There were four deaths, two crushing deaths, two drowning deaths.
Oh my God.
And there's apparently video of it, but they haven't released video of the accident.
I don't know if I'd want to see that. I just picture the sounds and the screams and blood in the water.
Yeah, especially the crushing part. That's harsh.
Where you can hear bones crack.
Yeah.
And then the people in the line. And this is supposed to be the safe ride.
Yeah, this
so
is.
So there's probably lots of kids in line.
Yeah, this is the fun ride. You can take the whole. This is the kind of ride I would go on because I'd be like, well, this thing's not going to. Like, if it turns over, I can just get out and swim.
Right.
And no.
Just a freak accident.
Yeah. And it's. Yeah, it was just that. It was just a freak accident. There's a couple YouTube videos you can watch. There's one we were going to watch on the show until the internet died that's only 26 seconds, and it is just kind of a recreation. It's not the actual video. It's just a recreation showing you how it happened. And then there's another one that's like 8 minutes, and it's this guy going step by step as to how it would have happened and why it happened, and it's all interesting and really terrifying.
Maybe this is what made me scared to do stuff, as I started watching the news and like watching tutorials and hearing about accidents. I mean, there is kind of a bliss about having ignorance.
Oh yeah.
Where it's kind of like, that's probably why I went skydiving, I went bungee jumping, flying never scared me before, roller coasters all day.
Yeah.
So now I assume something like this will happen to me, and maybe it is. I've just psyched myself out because there's so many times it goes right, but when it goes wrong, it goes horribly wrong.
That's my thing about sharks. People are like, oh, sharks barely kill anybody. It's like, but they kill people.
When they do, it sucks.
When they do, it sucks, and it's quick, and there's nothing you can do about it. And people are like, oh, you have as much chance of getting struck by lightning. Yeah, because I'm on land, not in water.
Yeah. There was one recently where there was a surfer who was in the middle of like a surf competition, and a shark rolled up, and he literally like punched the shark in the face. It was in South Africa, and I'll be honest, he was already hot, and that made me super fucking wet. Watching him punch this shark in the face. And the shark did. It retreated. Because you're supposed to punch it like in the eye or the nose or something to throw off like its equilibrium. Just FYI, you're welcome.
Well, you can also, Adam, if you can get it on its back and rub its stomach, it stuns the shark.
Didn't know that.
Give it some little belly rubs.
That actually makes sense.
Little fin starts moving as you rub its belly, I bet, like a dog kicking its leg.
I've heard that whales have super big penises. Do you think sharks do? Because you don't hear a lot about like shark rape or shark penises.
True. So I don't
maybe
know.
They're more aggressive because it's like a small guy with a big truck.
Oh, it could be. Yeah.
That's where that aggression comes from.
So yeah, that happened in Australia. At least there were no sharks. What if there were sharks on that ride?
Is that your biggest fear, do you think? Like, if you had to pick one.
My biggest fear?
Yeah.
I don't like the water in general. Right. Like, I can swim, and swimming pools don't bother me, but I...
Because you can see the bottom, probably.
The ocean is one of my bigger fears.
Okay.
I don't... Nothing good happens on the ocean.
But it's pretty.
Cruise ships are a disaster. Husbands throw their wives overboard for insurance money. People, former Power Rangers, drown elderly couples and steal their yachts. I watch my true crime.
Hawks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, those are one-offs.
Well... How many do there need to be?
I mean, we don't live in a utopian society or your internet would work right now.
Tell me about it. So, yeah, I think the ocean is one of my bigger fears. It's like the outer space of land. There's so much unexplored territory. We don't know what's down there. It could be aliens down there.
Right. I mean, actually, yes, there could be. Yeah, I don't mind the ocean. In fact, I guess this is a segue to the ocean, but I watched one of those true Hollywood mysteries or whatever about Natalie Wood literally last night.
Oh yeah.
Because I think they reopened the case where they think that her husband, they call him RJ on the show. I can't think what it's
Robert Wagner.
Yeah,
right?
Robert Wagner.
Yeah.
Who is now remarried to, I think, Jill St. James. But and Larry King interviewed him like a year ago and was like, so the Natalie Wood case is coming back up. Do you have a comment on that? And literally he just shuts it down. It's like, nope, there was a bunch of people all over it. I have nothing to say. It is what it is. And it's just, I mean, I'm sure he's sick of talking about it. I'm sure Christopher Walken especially is tired of talking about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Because he was like, dude, I was invited to like this Thanksgiving dinner where like I thought we were going to have a few drinks, like have some laughs.
Didn't think we were going to murder Natalie Wood.
Right.
That was way out of left field.
And she kept saying, I'm scared of water, dark water, river water, water I can't see underneath. And so when they talk about her going on this dinghy on her own, and this one documentarian said, for all of Natalie Wood's life, people were watching her. You know, she was a child star. Her mom envisioned her being a child star. Her mom was told by a psychic that she was going to be a child star. So she inserted herself. She moved to Hollywood, inserted Natalie, like, wherever she knew people were filming so that she would be, like, an extra. And then she started just getting regular work. And this documentarian was like, people have been watching Natalie Wood for years, but the one time it mattered to watch Natalie Wood, nobody was.
Oh, yeah.
It was very interesting. It was like, it was a great ending to the story, but yeah.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
It was very interesting. I don't know if anything new bubbled to the surface, but it was interesting.
Let's talk about the next accident.
Yeah.
August 8th, 2016, the Verrucht water slide decapitated a kid. On a water slide. Verrucht is German for crazy or insane.
Well,
that was pretty insane.
Self-fulfilling prophecy?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. That was pretty intense. This water slide, it opened in 2014 at the Schlitterbahn Kansas City Water Park. Catch me and Chet Wild telling jokes at Tapcade in Kansas City, May 20th. Woo!
That plug made me laugh.
We're doing a set at the Schlitterbahn Kansas City Water Park, and then we're doing Tapcade that night. Only one of those things is true. But come to both anyway. This is the world's tallest water slide. It's still there, I think, but it's not in use anymore. On August 8th, 2016, 10-year-old Caleb Thomas Schwab, the son of Kansas State Representative Scott Schwab, was fucking decapitated when the raft he was on went airborne and impacted a metal bar that supported netting above the slide. Two women aboard the raft at the time survived, but sustained serious face and neck injuries. And what's interesting about this is it was a matter of weight distribution.
Yeah.
He was in this raft. It was apparently a three-person raft, and he weighed 74 pounds, and he was on there with two women. One of them weighed
about 200. The other was like 225.
Yeah. One of them was, where'd it go?
Or about 250, I think, was the other one. They said he should have been in the middle.
Yeah, he should have been in the middle. I'm just trying to find the... one woman was 197 pounds. The other woman was 275 pounds.
Yeah.
And they said he should have been in the middle of those two. But instead, he was in front and they sat in back. I wonder if, like, they told him to sit in the middle and his dad was like...
Some parent was there, but I feel like it could have been like a nanny or a babysitter, and he's just running around.
I just hope the dad wasn't like, oh, I'm a state representative. You let my son sit in front.
No, I don't think
that would be grim.
I don't feel like a dad who's that important, I mean, even in Kansas terms, is taking his son to a water park.
Yeah, who knows?
That's women's work.
Yeah, it is, especially in Kansas.
I just set women back 50 years. What was the maximum weight? 550.
Oh, are you adding it up? They were at 546. They were 4 pounds under the max weight. See?
Yep,
we came to the same number.
We sure did.
That's crazy. Yeah, with him being in front, it created a weird weight distribution. So when they went up this ramp, it was so weighted down in the back, it just kind of sent the front part of the boat flying in the air.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not good at math or science or most subjects, but even I know that's not smart.
Right. They definitely positioned him the wrong way.
Poorly.
For sure.
I mean, you put, like, I assume, the 275 woman in the back.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
It's great if you're playing tug of war. That's where you want her.
Yeah.
But not on this ride.
No. Yeah. So that was a miscalculation on their part, to put it mildly.
Yeah.
And this kid ended up getting decapitated, which, damn.
Yeah.
Imagine being those two women and seeing a 10-year-old boy get decapitated.
Well, they don't know because their face got messed up, too. I mean, they were all...
Do you think it was his head that hit their face?
I'm not laughing at them. I'm laughing with them. I want to make that point clear.
It's a valid question. Because they clearly didn't hit the bar.
I feel like, well, it might have still hit him in the face.
I suppose.
I feel like it was a Jim Carrey movie where, like, a tree branch.
See, I'm picturing that head just bashing each of their heads as it flies which, how's that for traumatizing a pair of women for the rest of their lives?
Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking the trajectory would be like up and to the left, but I mean, straight back works too.
Oh, I think we have internet again. How nice. Thanks, internet.
Perfect.
So, yeah, this was, they were under the maximum weight limit, but just barely. And with that uneven weight distribution, someone should have caught that and fixed that. So,
caught that head in the air.
This is.
Do we have a digger?
How many tickets to get that head? How much skee ball do I have to win? All right, that
I
was
feel
great.
Like a lot.
Probably. It's one of those 15,000 ticket prizes. So this is one of the rare instances where there are actually charges filed, and a whole lot of very serious charges. On March 23rd, 2018, a grand jury issued an indictment against Schlitterbahn and Tyler Austin Miles, who was the former director of operations, charging them with involuntary manslaughter, aggravated battery, aggravated child endangerment, and interference with law enforcement. On March 26th, Schlitterbahn co-owner Jeff Henry, who designed the ride, was arrested in Texas in connection with the incident. And the next day, the Kansas Attorney General's office released a new indictment against Henry, co-designer John Schooley, and Henry and Sons Construction Company, charging them with second-degree murder, baby, and 17 other felonies.
Does that not seem odd, though, as far as complicity? I mean, to be charged with murder and it's just like you designed a ride, like...
I think their argument is that the ride was designed so poorly and they should have known the risks, and maybe they felt like they knew the risks and just let the ride go on anyway, which...
Okay. I guess I would just go back to like the operator. Like, wouldn't the operator know that...
Yeah.
When he's sitting there.
And I wonder
there.
If it was that they didn't have instructions like that in place. I wonder right. if there just was no training for how to distribute weight in the rafts.
I don't even, I guess it just surprised me so much. I thought if anything, it would be manslaughter. I mean, to get like second degree murder thrown yeah. at you.
Yeah. Murder is the case that they gave him.
You're murder! Correct. It 100% was a case that they gave up.
That was a Snoop Dogg song.
Murder!
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, murder does seem like a tough charge for that. That seems extreme.
Like, you weren't there, you weren't operating, you were very hands-off.
Right. But I don't know all the specifics, and I don't know why.
I mean, because it's recent.
They just
it's
charged...
a year and a half ago.
Well, they just charged him with murder in March of this year. So that part is super-duper recent. That was just a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, it's an ongoing story, and I'm sure with them being charged in the way they were charged, we're going to hear a lot more about it, probably throughout the summer. It's tourist season. Let's talk about the tsunami roller coaster disaster in Scotland.
Scotland,
eh? I don't think they say that in Scotland. It's fine.
I don't know if they say, eh?
Fancy some haggis, then.
Okay.
Governor.
What is haggis? Do they have governors there?
I don't know. They have haggis.
What is haggis?
Haggis is a sheep's stomach filled with meats and spices.
That actually sounds delicious.
No, it doesn't. It sounds awful.
Oh.
It's gross. It's a sheep's stomach.
Yeah, but the stuff inside it.
You could just put
the stuff inside.
Couldn't you just put that in a bowl?
I know, but it's fun sometimes when you have to get to the middle. Like, I basically eat every burrito I eat like soup. Like... I dissect it with a fork and I carve it out like a carcass.
That's silly.
I Ed Gein it.
So let's talk about the tsunami roller coaster disaster. This happened in Scotland. 10 people, including 8 children, were injured when a roller coaster they were riding at M&D's theme park derailed and crashed onto a children's ride below. 5 gondolas. Shout out to Avani's. Remember Avani's in Peoria? Finger me. That gondola sandwich. Woof. That was a tasty fucking treat. On the sweet French bread.
That French bread. Talk about a tsunami in my pants.
That bread.
I would just have the garlic bread.
Oh, yeah.
And they would toast it, and I would just dip it in marinara.
To get Angie to Peoria so we can go to Avani's.
We should take a road trip. It can be a last scene road trip.
And what time did they deliver to until it was like 4 in the morning
or
something?
Oh, I don't know. I would go there. I wasn't lazy. Come on, Adam. I mean, I was 20. I had lots of energy.
Oh, no. I would get Avani's delivered all the time.
Really? I never did.
Yeah. God, that place was good.
Yeah.
Damn it.
There are times I miss the Midwest. And again, I don't know if it's just me getting older, but like... I watched a true crime episode where this woman worked at the Mall of America, and she got done working at like a department store.
I love the Mall of America.
And then they went like bowling at a bowling alley inside the Mall of America, and like probably had like, you know, pizza and soda there. And they were walking out, and I was like, those are simpler times.
Yeah.
I fucking miss that. If I would still live there, I probably wouldn't be, obviously I wouldn't be nostalgic for it. I'd be clawing the walls trying to get out of there. But me being here watching it, I was like,
yeah.
Those are just simple fun times. Although her husband did murder her. I mean, that was bad in that incident. But watching
that
her.
That part is bad. But watching her frolic at the Mall of America.
Fun.
Very fun.
Nostalgic.
Yeah. So this coaster, what's crazy about this one? Five gondolas, shout out to Avani's, on the tsunami coaster detached from the rails as they rounded a bend. They struck the ride's main structure and fell to the ground. The coaster had been closed for repairs or inspections 3 times in the week leading up to the accident, including once just a few hours before it happened. On a ride the previous day, the chain that pulls the coaster jammed, leaving passengers stuck for about a minute and a half. And it was later revealed that an inspector who passed the ride as safe 16 days earlier was subsequently removed from his position and was barred from carrying out any further inspections on amusement park rides in the future. It was later reported that significant issues with the condition of the mechanical and structural parts of the roller coaster caused the accident. So even if someone's inspecting it time and time again, it's still going to break and kill you.
Well, there's issues with it, and this is what makes me nervous when my plane is delayed. As I'm sitting in it, when they're like, oh, there's a mechanical issue, just like give us a minute to check it out.
I always hate that.
Because I'm like, I would rather not know. And that's what happened on the trip to Crime Con. And granted, the pregnant lady who's got like a child in front of her, which is Caitlin, was behind me. And if anything, she should have been worried.
Right.
I was lubed up. And by lubed up, I mean schnockered. on wine. And that's when I kept turning around to her and I was like, we're all gonna die. And the guy across from her, and she thinks he was like an old army vet, whatever, he had that look. Again, I have to speculate because I was like so like sauced that I was like, I don't really remember, but I just was like you don't tell us this, like how I have not been thrown off a plane yet, I have no idea. Because I was like freaking out, and I'm sure some of the passengers around me heard, and it was just, that stuff spreads like wildfire, but it's like just, I don't need to know that there's mechanical anything. Just,
right.
I don't need to know there's turbulence. Just say like, hey, we're waiting. There's a lot of planes in front of us to get out of the gate.
Yeah.
That I can buy.
Yeah, it's always unsettling when they're fixing mechanical shit while you're, especially if you start smelling something weird.
Have you?
Yeah.
See?
And I don't like it.
Sometimes I'll see like water coming down the inside of the windows, and I'm like, I don't know if that makes sense either.
Yeah, I've seen that happen. There was just that Southwest flight where the engine like blew out.
I've seen stuff, but I don't know the story. What is
the story?
Well,
basically the engine blew out, and I think it kind of blew a hole in the side of the plane, and a woman got sucked toward that hole. I don't think it was big enough to suck her out, but she died from
the
impact of hitting the side of the plane. Because if you've seen those movies, when a hole blows open.
Well, the G-force.
I think. If you're not wearing a seatbelt.
Was she not?
Must not have been,
Honestly supposed to keep it on at all times.
KIT, keep it tight.
Yeah, I do. I keep it tight.
She did not. And she got sucked into the side of the plane and killed.
Was she killed instantly so the other people in the plane saw it until they landed?
Yeah, everyone saw it. Everyone saw it.
100% would have PTSD from that.
Oh, yeah. That would be, it would be really hard to fly after that, if nothing else.
Yeah. I hear the story, and it's hard for me to fly.
Yeah.
And I do like Southwest, so no more.
Hey, speaking of flying, let's talk about Space Journey.
Let's do it.
In Shenzhen, China. This happened on June 30th, 2010. Space Journey is a ride at Echo Venture Valley of Overseas Chinese Town. That's the name of this amusement park. I would like to repeat that. Echo Venture Valley of Overseas Chinese Town.
Rolls off the tongue.
It really does. The ride is designed to stimulate. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah.
The ride is designed to simulate the experience of a rocket launch, including acceleration twice that of gravity. And this is an indoor thing, which is the craziest part. It's all underneath a big dome.
I had to read this a couple times because I was trying to figure it out, because they do have rides that I've taken, like at Epcot Center, where you're doing a simulation where you're on something, whether it be a rocket or a roller coaster or, you know, whatever. And I was trying to figure out, so they went up in air?
Have you ever seen, it's either a Korean site or a Taiwanese site where they do these like almost cartoon-like recreations of news stories. Mm-hmm. You'll recognize it when I play it, but
has a hint of anime, I'm out.
It's called Tomo News, and they normally do these like really funny recreations of news stories. And they did a recreation of this accident, and it's on their Tomo Funnies page. So let's watch this comedy, because
are we going to be able to watch?
Yeah, we have internet again.
Oh wow!
So that's the ride, and it's just going.
So wait. Oh, so they are going up and down.
Yeah, they're going up and down and spinning at the same time, and one of the cars.
Oh my god! Oh, that looks terrific.
Yeah, one of the cars scraped against the side wall and then basically tore off from the rest of the ride and crashed to the ground. And 6 people were killed, 10 others were injured, and they still, like that video, that's more just a theory of what happened,
right?
Because this is China. So they're like, you know, something happened. We'll tell you when you need to know what happened. But
which means you'll never know.
You'll never know. And there's all this speculation. One person says that right before it happened, the power went out, and that maybe it was spinning so fast and then stopped so suddenly that one car just kept going, just tore away from the rest of the thing and flew off. So who knows?
If you're going to tell a secret to somebody, tell it to China.
Tell it to China. That is the name of my new book coming out this fall. It's got me standing on the front with my hands on my hips. Tell it to China.
I like that, like a sassy.
Yeah, that's my new catchphrase. Tell it to China.
Like a sassy lady.
Yeah.
Like a Sapphire Jones.
Tell it
if you
to
will.
Chan. America don't understand.
Would you give it a shout out to Tomo Funnies or no?
Shout out to Tomo Funnies for bringing the lightheartedness to that tragic story about a amusement park ride plummeting to the ground and killing several people.
The anime caricature of that was, and I call it anime, I guess it's cartoon, still very real.
That's how
and
they
hard to watch.
That's how they do all of them. It's like a computer generated animation, and like
I'd rather watch the real thing than that again.
Yeah, because that was giving you all sorts of angles, like inside the car and seeing people screaming and shit.
Yeah. And then it even showed them on the ground kind of writhing around.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Just doing little ground frolics. So let's get to the last. This is the last one. And just a reminder, next week we're going to do an entire episode about one amusement park disaster, which was the Six Flags Haunted Castle fire, which, boy, is that a fucking crazy story. I was just going to cover it on this, and then as I started reading it, I was like, that should be a whole episode.
I'm down. Yeah, it was.
It's pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
But let's. Crazy. Pretty crazy boo.
Yeah.
Is that what you were going to do?
Yeah, but then I started mixing up the pretty scary and pretty crazy, so it came out pretty scrazy, and then I got self-conscious and stopped.
I understand.
But you completed it for me. Finger me.
Finger me. Oh, that felt good.
It did. It felt right.
All right. June 14th, 1986. Fucking old motherfuckers. The Mind Bender roller coaster disaster. This one, I have read about this so much, I feel like I don't even need to go off the notes.
Really? Okay.
What happened with this one, it's at a mall in West Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And it's still standing. The place it's at now is called Galaxy Land. But the Mindbender is a, I think, the world's biggest indoor roller coaster.
Yeah.
Which they have one of those at Mall of America, too. And basically, in the moments before this accident happened, the ride had been shut down for 2 hours because it was making a weird metallic rattling noise, and they couldn't figure out what it was. And here's the thing. They never figured out what it was, so they were just like, fuck it. Let's just put people on the ride.
Yeah.
It must be nothing. And as soon as they did that, they packed the fucking car, the roller coaster, to capacity, put it on the tracks, and they get all the way, almost all the way through one ride. And when they get to the last part, it turns out that metallic rattling was the bolts that were holding the wheels onto the last car. And with them being loose, they took on all this extra stress and eventually sheared off. So the wheels go flying off of this roller coaster and now, or off the last car, this roller coaster. And because it's still attached to the other cars, it's still getting dragged along the roller coaster track. So then that motion of it being dragged causes the floor of that car to get sheared off. So now these people are in this roller coaster with no wheels. They look down, there's no floor. And then with the floor getting sheared off, that caused a malfunction in the lap restraints.
Right.
And those opened.
Yep.
And it just sent these four people in this car flying. Three of them died. One guy barely survived. Like, he had very serious injuries. And if he's still alive, he pretty much suffered the rest of his life because of this. And
I mean, 1986, that wasn't crazy. I mean, he very well could be still alive.
Yeah. And he actually, I was watching video about this. He, for a long time, lobbied that mall to put up some sort of.
He was the one that lobbied?
Yeah.
Oh,
he was,
okay.
He was pushing to get like a memorial or a monument, yeah, or something put up to the victims. And they were like, we're not going to put a plaque on our roller coaster that says our roller coaster, yeah, killed people. And so there's that roller coaster, that is the monument. Like,
yeah,
it's still there. It's still operating, which is horrifying.
It's horrifying, but realistically, it's been 35 years, 32 years.
Yeah. And I mean, they did, I'm sure they, but that's the thing. I'm sure they put, you know, new measures in place, but
right.
So what happens in another 10 years? Have they been keeping
what
it up?
What happens on a roller coaster stays on a roller coaster. And he and I ride off into the sunset in our Rascals.
Not if the videos we've seen today are any indication. Oh, I forgot. We didn't get to watch most of them because of the internet. Thanks, AT&T.
Also, internet apocalypse.
Yeah, yeah. We were concerned that maybe there, like, a war had broken out. So those are the amusement park disasters. Once again, listen to the next episode, which is about the Six Flags Haunted Castle fire. And you can hear that on Patreon, patreon.com/unpops. $5 a month. You get all kinds of bonus episodes.
So worth it.
Bonus episodes are pretty scary. And all the other podcasts that I co-host.
If you had one overdraft fee, that's like seven installments towards that overdraft
fee. That's 7 months worth of bonus podcasts that you,
yeah,
could be getting.
Fair.
And
I
instead,
it's worth it.
Instead, you bought an extra value meal and went $1 overdraft, and now you're $36 in the hole.
Yeah.
I've been there.
We all have.
I feel like not all of us.
We have. I'm so bad at looking at my account. God, I just like to spend money.
It's so much fun. It's so much more fun than not spending it.
What?
It's so much more fun than not spending it.
Well, I mean, we could be on a roller coaster and die tomorrow.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't I want to? And I want somebody else to incur those overdraft fees.
Yeah, yeah. I want my family to take care of my overdraft fees.
Take care of my ashes and my rascal. And my overdraft.
Yeah,
fees.
Burn my bills with my body. Those are never getting paid. Send my ashes to the bill collector.
Yeah, but I feel like you're thinking of like paper bills.
Well, I'm going to have them printed out. I'm going to have them printed out. I'll print them out. I have them in a file already.
You should have people like sign that at your memorial.
That's what I do with bills when I get them. I don't pay them. I just put them in a file to be burned when I die.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. There must be a big bonfire.
It's a very big file. So that's this week's episode. Carrie, do you have anything to plug before we get out of here?
Your butt.
Oh my God. You said my butt.
I did.
Terry. Oh, my God. What else do you got to plug?
Nothing. Oh.
Are you on Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter, but like, I don't know. I feel like this episode has been 18 hours long, and we still have one more next week to record. Yay!
Well, we're at an hour and 28 minutes, but about 20 minutes of that is us struggling with the internet in silence.
If you want to not tweet at me about Jennifer Kessie, I'm Carrie Martin 722, or you can find me on Instagram at Carrie Martin 22. How about you, ATB?
I'm at Adam Todd Brown. That's Todd with one D. On all the socials. Facebook. Don't fucking add me on Facebook, though. Instagram. I'm at Adam Todd Brown. Twitter, at Adam Todd Brown. Follow at Unpops.
And you're currently on a tour, right?
Not yet. Okay. By the time this goes out, I won't be. But I will be soon with Chet Wild. We're going to be in the Midwest.
My nemesis.
Yes.
I hope one of you comes back alive and his name isn't Chet.
Me too. I am going to murder Chet on this tour.
And it makes more sense why you only selected one person to go with you.
Yeah, yeah.
The most disposable cast member.
Right, right.
Chet.
Oh, poor Chet.
Whatever happened to that dog, Lucy? Did he adopt it or he just like showboated her?
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of what I was worried about, was that he was just going to show off on social media with her for a while and then...
Chet!
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. We have to do another one of these. Carrie, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.